This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Emotional suppression versus emotional regulation in conflict. What actually works? The difference between choking feelings down and steering them well. In short, emotional regulation and emotional suppression are not two versions of the same thing. Regulation means staying aware of your feelings and steering them. Suppression means locking them away. In conflict, regulation keeps you present and honest. Suppression keeps the peace for a moment and stores up damage for later. Definition: emotional regulation. Conflict management is the practice of recognizing, acknowledging, and consciously steering emotional responses during disagreement so they inform rather than control your behavior. Suppression, by contrast, is the act of blocking or denying those feelings entirely, which typically delays rather than resolves conflict. When you mistake one for the other, you pay for it. I once watched a senior manager sit through a brutal performance review of his own leadership, face completely still, voice perfectly measured. Afterwards, people in the room told me how impressive his composure had been. 4 weeks later, he exploded at a junior colleague over a minor scheduling error. The real conversation had never happened. What looked like emotional regulation was suppression, and suppression always collects interest. Most people confuse these two things because, in the moment, they can look identical. Both involve not losing your temper. Both involve staying in your seat when you would rather walk out. But the internal processes are completely different, and so are the consequences. Emotional regulation, conflict resolution, rests on one of those processes. The other, suppression, tends to make things worse over a longer arc. This article gives you a clear way to tell them apart, a sense of where each belongs, and the practical tools to do more of one and less of the other. What emotional suppression actually does. Suppression is the act of pushing a feeling down before it surfaces. You notice anger rising, and you close a lid over it. You feel hurt by a colleague's dismissal, and you tell yourself it does not matter. The emotion does not disappear. It goes underground. In conflict, suppression can feel like the responsible choice. You do not want to say something you will regret. You want to appear professional. Those are real concerns. But suppression does not process an emotion. It relocates it. The physiological reality is this: when a strong feeling arises in conflict, your nervous system responds. Your heart rate increases. Your breath shallows. Cortisol moves through your bloodstream. Suppression tells your mind to ignore the signal while your body is still running the full response. The tension persists beneath the surface. It shapes your tone, your body language, and eventually your behavior, whether you intend it to or not. Over time, suppression corrodes relationships. The other person in the conflict does not get your honest response. They get a performance of calm. And people are far more perceptive than we credit them with being. They sense the withheld feeling even when they cannot name it. If you want to understand how this unresolved tension can eventually erupt under pressure, the amygdala hijack is worth understanding in detail. What emotional regulation looks like in practice. Regulation is not the absence of emotion. It is the decision to feel what you feel without being run by it. You notice the anger. You name it, even silently. You choose what to do with it before you speak. That sequence matters. Awareness comes first. You cannot regulate a feeling you are not willing to acknowledge. This is where a great many people stumble. They believe that naming a feeling, even to themselves, makes it more dangerous. The opposite is true. Naming an emotion reduces its neurological intensity. You gain access to the part of your thinking that can actually help you. Regulation in conflict looks like pausing before responding, not to suppress your reaction, but to let it settle enough that you can speak from intention rather than impulse. It looks like saying, "I need a moment before I respond to that," and meaning it literally. It looks like adjusting your physical state, slowing your breath, unclenching your hands, because your body and your emotional state influence each other directly. Understanding emotional intelligence in team context gives useful scaffolding for developing this skill. Regulation takes practice. You will not do it perfectly the first time. I certainly did not. But it is a learnable skill, and the method builds on itself each time you use it. Side by side, the real differences. Dimension: emotional suppression, emotional regulation. Core action: blocking the feeling from awareness, acknowledging the feeling and managing its expression. Physical effect: tension stored in the body, nervous system remains activated. Physical state is gradually settled through conscious action. Effect on trust: erodes trust over time. Others sense the withheld response builds trust. Others experience, use honest and present. Short-term outcome: conflict appears resolved. Surface stays calm. Conflict is engaged honestly. Discomfort may be higher initially. Long-term outcome: feelings resurface, often with greater intensity. Feelings are processed. Fewer backlogged tensions. What it requires: an act of will to push feelings away, awareness, a pause, and a deliberate choice of response. Risk in conflict: delayed explosion, passive withdrawal, emotional labor, misjudging the right moment to speak, discomfort with the pause. The table shows the structural difference. What it cannot show is how the two feel from the inside. Suppression often feels like strength in the moment. You are holding it together. You are being professional. There is a real sense of control. Regulation, by contrast, can feel exposing. You're staying with a feeling rather than locking it away. And that takes more courage, not less. The long-term costs are where the distinction becomes undeniable. Suppression creates what I think of as emotional debt, the accumulated weight of conversations that were never fully had. That debt gets paid eventually, usually at a time, and in a way you did not choose. Regulation keeps the account current. Conversations are harder in the short term and far cleaner over time. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The grey area, where they genuinely overlap. Here is the truth of it: there are moments where brief suppression is not just understandable, but necessary. If you receive devastating feedback in a public setting, containing your initial reaction long enough to find a private space is wise. If a conflict erupts at a moment of genuine crisis, buying yourself 90 seconds of apparent composure while your nervous system settles is not pathological. The question is what you do afterwards. The overlap is this: both suppression and regulation can produce a pause before responding. What distinguishes them is what happens in that pause. Suppression uses the pause to push the feeling away and stay away from it. Regulation uses the pause to acknowledge the feeling, let its intensity reduce slightly, and then choose how to proceed honestly. The pause is the same. The internal work is entirely different. This is why people confuse the two so readily. From outside the room, you cannot always tell which one someone is doing. You have to be honest about which one you are doing yourself. Three confusions that cost people dearly. The mistake: believing that staying silent in conflict is the same as regulating your emotions. Why it happens: silence looks controlled. It can feel like the mature choice. What to do instead? Ask yourself whether you are staying silent because you are genuinely choosing your moment, or because you do not trust yourself to speak without it going badly. The first is regulation. The second is suppression wearing a reasonable face. The mistake: treating emotional regulation as a technique for appearing calm, rather than for being honest. Why it happens: a lot of communication training focuses on outward behavior, tone, posture, phrasing, and neglects the internal state that drives it. What to do instead? Regulation is not a performance skill. It is an honesty skill. The goal is not to seem calm. It is to be sufficiently settled that you can say what is actually true for you. The distinction matters enormously in how it lands with the other person. The mistake: using "I regulated my emotions" to mean I did not say what I felt. Why it happens: many people were taught that the professional thing is to leave feelings out of conflict entirely. Regulation gets used as a justification for avoidance. What to do instead? Regulation makes space for honest expression. It does not replace it. If you leave a conflict having never said what was true for you, regulation was not achieved, regardless of how composed you appeared. Understanding how unmet needs drive conflict helps here, because regulated expression often means naming the need, not hiding it. Building your regulation practice before conflict arrives. The worst time to learn regulation is in the middle of a heated exchange. You build the skill in the quieter moments, so it is available when you need it. Start with your own physical signals. Everyone has a consistent pattern of bodily response when conflict begins to heat up. Some people feel it in the chest. Others notice their jaw tightening, their voice rising slightly in pitch, or their breathing going shallow. Learn your pattern. It is your early warning system, and it gives you the pause you need before the feeling has fully taken hold. Prepare for difficult conversations in advance. Before a conversation you know will be charged, spend 5 minutes naming what you expect to feel and what outcome you actually want. This is not a script for suppressing reactions. It is a way of meeting them with awareness rather than surprise. Frameworks like the DEAL method provide useful structure for exactly these moments. After conflict, do the processing work. Regulation does not mean the feelings to solve in the moment. Sometimes you contain them enough to have a productive conversation, and then the residue needs to go somewhere. Walk, write, talk to someone you trust. The processing step is not optional. It is what keeps suppression from creeping back in through the side door. When psychological safety exists in a team, regulation is easier for everyone. People are less afraid of what will happen if they show a real response. That fear is one of the main drivers of suppression in the first place. And when teams learn to de-escalate conflict with regulation as the foundation, the culture of the whole group begins to change. Honest communication sustained over time depends on it, which is why psychological safety and honest communication are so closely linked in practice. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional regulation in conflict? Emotional regulation in conflict means consciously steering your emotional response so you can stay present and engaged rather than reactive. It involves recognizing what you're feeling, pausing before you act on it, and choosing a response that serves the conversation rather than damages it. Is emotional suppression the same as staying calm in conflict? No. Staying calm can be achieved through regulation, which is healthy, or through suppression, which is not. Suppression means blocking feelings entirely. Regulation means acknowledging them and managing how they influence your behavior. The outward appearance may look similar, but the internal process and long-term outcomes are very different. How do you practice emotional regulation in a conflict situation? Start by learning your own physical warning signs of emotional arousal: a tight chest, raised shoulders, faster breathing. When you notice them, name the feeling silently. Pause before responding, and slow your breath. Preparation before difficult conversations also builds your capacity to regulate in the moment. Why does emotional suppression make conflict worse? Suppression stalls tension rather than resolving it. The feelings that were pushed down in one conversation tend to resurface with greater intensity later, often in an unrelated exchange. Over time, suppression erodes trust and damages relationships because the other person senses that something real is being withheld. Can emotional suppression ever be useful in conflict? Briefly, yes. There are moments when you must contain an immediate reaction to buy yourself time before a presentation in a volatile public setting or when the other person is in crisis. The key is to treat suppression as a short-term measure, not a strategy, and to process the emotions fully afterwards. How does emotional regulation connect to psychological safety in teams? When team members regulate their emotions in conflict, they signal that disagreement is safe. People are more willing to raise difficult issues when they trust that conversations will stay constructive. Suppression, by contrast, creates an atmosphere of hidden tension that quietly undermines the safety needed for honest communication. The ground beneath any strong working relationship is the capacity to be honest under pressure. Emotional regulation conflict resolution is not about being unfeeling. It is about being feeling and functional at the same time. Suppression trades a difficult moment now for a harder one later. Regulation asks more of you in the short term and returns something worth having conversations that actually resolve what they set out to resolve, and trust that accumulates rather than depletes. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.